Yeah, they tryna hit me, I'm running the race. I gotta pick up the pace. They throwing shade, but I'm gone.
Get in, losers.
We're talking shit.
What's up, you guys? Welcome back to Getting Loser. It is your host from coast to coast. Oh, with the most. I really fucked that one up.
But it's okay, I was going to say
I love you guys so much. And we are gathered here today with the lovely Tara and handsome as ever, Zach.
Hey, guys. Hey, thank you. That was, wow. Thank
Look
you.
At me just flattering everyone.
Come on.
I love you guys.
I'd be dead without them. And we have a huge live studio audience today. This doesn't really happen, but lately it's just been a thing. I'm really happy about it.
More and more people every fucking time.
Uh-huh.
I'm a little scared, but also excited.
All right, just remember that you can always listen to us 2 days before our video goes live on all podcast streaming platforms. And do not forget to follow us on TikTok and Instagram at Get In Loser Pod.
Oh, fun fact. Our TikTok actually got banned for some reason. We're not too sure. So yeah. If you're concerned,
Trisha's
we're working
fans
on
are
it.
Nutty.
Yeah, they don't like us right now.
They're crazy. I didn't know she had...
She's got like a very loyal fan base. I don't want to talk about
that,
them.
Bro.
I'm scared.
Even just like mentioning her name right now makes me feel like this is just going to get flagged.
I'm like, I'm sorry, queen. I'm sorry.
I'm like
she who shall not be named.
Well, I didn't know she had fans. I thought people just found her entertaining, to be honest.
Yeah.
But
something like that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we love you guys so much. And we wanted to bring something up to you guys. So we've been brainstorming. We've been thinking just because we're so hard at work.
Oh, yes.
We've been thinking about doing some sort of like Get In Loser. We're giving you guys advice type of segment where basically you guys drop like some sort of scenario. And we go ahead and give you guys some advice. Like, say, I don't know, maybe, like, you're fucking your best friend's stepdad.
Right, yes, because that's
you need
very
some advice
common.
On that.
Wow.
We're here to give you guys advice. So go ahead, like, comment down below if you guys want to see something like that. And then go ahead and just give us some scenarios. Because, as you guys know, we are just so wise and old and full of...
Wise.
Wise. Such great advice. And we just love to pour it out to you guys.
Duh. Preach.
Wise.
Yeah, I don't know about that one, but...
Weekly updates, my favorite part.
Yeah. All right, I'll go first.
Zach, so,
you always go first.
No, I think I do, honestly. Yeah. I, like, genuinely on the way here was trying to, like, think about what I was going to say because I know this moment happens every week. Dude, I ain't got shit. My life has just been very...
Yeah.
Lately. I mean, I've been in my bag. I've been in my low-key bag.
Uh-huh. And we saw each other like 4 days ago. So
yeah,
I'm like, what's my weekly update?
Exactly.
I'm like depressed.
Oh, yeah, exactly. No, I
chugs drink.
Yeah. I'm like, that's deep.
Yesterday, I went and got M-Sculpt.
Mm.
And I've done it before. Really fun.
On the
if you don't know what M-Sculpt is, yeah. We've talked about it before on here. Basically, M-Sculpt is the shit where you go ahead.
Tana, what the fuck, dude? Are you serious?
I'm watching my own TikTok. Like,
are you fucking kidding me?
I'm like, you guys are literally got celebrity influencer, future boxer, Tana Mojo in the audience today.
Fuck Bella Thorne. Sorry, that was...
I'm honestly just Amari's PR. I'm just making sure he doesn't say some dumb shit.
Yeah.
You can't stop me. Okay, but yeah, I went and got M-Sculpt yesterday, but I usually get like just regular M-Sculpt. Like I told you guys before, it's just like some sort of like muscle toning on the stomach. Got to keep that OnlyFans body in check.
Damn
if you're
right.
Not subscribed, go to OnlyFans.com/AmariStewart and subscribe. It's fucking free. They also have OnlyFans accounts. So,
it's
know.
Tara's World. Yeah. You do? Wait.
Yeah, I would care what you I don't know my name is on there yet, but I love
Oh, you're just now making one?
I had my first photo shoot yesterday. I'm not going to lie, it was a bit more than I expected. Like, I didn't know what I was going to shoot. So when I got there, I was like, oh.
Yeah, because in the group chat, they were talking about all three of us. I was like, Zach has an OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Me having a breakdown. I was like, I can't go.
Yeah. Today is Wednesday. We're filming this on Wednesday. This is coming out next week, right?
Mm.
So then my OnlyFans will already be out. It drops Friday, actually.
Oh my god.
OnlyFans.com/ZachAttack.
I don't know if that's what it's gonna be, but I kind of like that.
So obviously not much interesting is going on in our lives, but as we all know, everyone else around us has much more interesting lives. So why not just talk about other shit? Let's talk about the fact that my best friend Tana wants to go ahead and box Bella Thorne.
I saw that.
You gotta start with that.
Is she responding or no?
Right into the tea.
Honestly, I can't say what's happening contractually. The exclusive.
Oh my god.
Do you think multi-$1 million would make me train hard enough? But also anger. Like, I hate that bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
that's
yeah,
why
exactly.
I really want to fight her. That's why I'm, like, trying to fight her.
You want
to
talk shit, bitch? Let's go.
Who do you guys think would win?
Pretend
Tana's not in the room. Pretend she's not in the room.
Well, just because, like, Bella's like, I'm not on Bella's side at all. I want you to, like, okay, I'm like, comment down below. Give this a fucking like if you think Taylor's going to put the backwood down and beat the brakes off Bella. That's what I want to see. But I know Bella's a little athletic bitch.
And no, like, she used to box.
Exactly. So, like, I don't know. I could just see her being a little crazy. She was, like, a little dancer bitch. As we know, Tana just...
I would see Tana, to be honest.
Would I fight? Dude, honestly, yeah. Like, I don't know. Yeah. I think I should. I got offered to go in this fight against... It was the people they offered me to fight, though. I was just like, fuck.
Wait, who'd they offer you?
Like, Beyond Brandon and this other kid. What, I forgot who. No, I mean, I might have to hop in the ring. I've been working a little bit.
He's
so
like, Amari, I challenge you.
Amari,
like,
step in the fucking ring.
I'm like, babe, I can't fuck with my manicure.
I could never... I'm so scared of people. I could never. I'm a little pussy. You're hearing it now.
If you had to choose one influencer to fight, who would you choose?
Someone
would
tiny.
Would it be someone from the Society House?
Uh-oh. Ew. Those bitches are really weird and nobody knows who they are.
Jordan. Wait, were these questions? Sorry to interrupt. What? Were these the racist ones?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. I'm caught up now.
Yeah.
That's all I needed to hear.
It was a really strange night. That was my first like time ever flipping out on people and I loved it. I found out that when I get drunk, I can like yell at people now. Yeah. I don't like yell at people like ever. Like I'm not confrontational, but like I was. So now I just keep doing it sometimes. And I know I love it.
Do you want to give the people a lowdown as to what happened with Society House? Las Vegas?
Because I'm still a little lost too. I need a...
And, since Society House Las Vegas wants to say that people are here using their names for clout. No one's using your names for clout.
No.
Let's go ahead and give Society House Las Vegas as a shout out because I think they're the one that need the followers.
Yeah. Wait, they're in Vegas?
Yeah, they got stuck in Vegas.
Tell them what happened.
Like they were like in a management here and they just kind of put them in Vegas and they hate it and I love that. Like Hustle was hanging out with them because they felt bad. Like they don't actually like them.
They're like, where's the cheap property?
She's dropping all the bombs right now.
So I went to Vegas and I like went on a party bus with them and they were just like dropping the N-word like fucking nothing. So I like, and I was drunk. So I went up to them and screamed at them.
As you should.
Yeah. And then I sat back down and they kept coming up to me. Well, like the blonde girl, Kayla, she kept coming up to me like, I have black friends. Like, you don't understand. I don't want you to not like me. And like their guy, his name is Cole, he like kept coming up to me like, I don't want you to like not like us. I was like, well, I don't. So then I parked and I left. And then I posted about it like a month later because I like really wanted to because they're really fucking annoying. Like if you look up their TikTok, like you'll get annoyed as well.
Right.
And I posted about it and it got like 7 million views and I wasn't expecting that at all. Now everyone hates them and I love it.
And I love it.
No, they're so weird.
You're society.
Look like, up their little dancing videos. They're like,
are they a bunch of like younger little like people or like how old are they?
Yeah, they're like,
how old are they?
Like 16, 17. I don't think any of them are over 18.
That's the worst.
Yeah, it was like really strange. It was a very strange night.
Really? So fuck the Society House is what you're saying.
Yeah, they're very strange. Cool. Like very weird girls. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the hell.
I don't think I've ever met any of them, honestly.
I never even heard of them before. No, I heard of Jordan.
Until you mentioned them, I'd never heard of them.
Jordan Beckham, I heard of her.
Oh, okay. I know who that is.
Yeah. I don't hate the girl. What's the fuck's her name? Her name starts with a K. That girl's good. We like her.
Is that the one that like I commented on her TikTok?
Maybe.
When we were like hanging out at your pool.
Yeah. Karina. Karina.
I don't know.
I think that's her name. She's amazing. I love her. She didn't have to do with it, but
me causing beef with her for no reason.
Like that's the one good one.
One other thing I want to talk to you guys about. I don't know if you guys know this. But, well, actually, I know for a fact you know this. I know City Boy Jordy in the audience over here knows this
every
too.
Time. City Boy Jordy, my roommate.
Shout out Jordy.
Poor guy.
Shout out Jordy.
Hey.
Miss Ariana Grande got married.
Yeah.
Wait, no.
Here
fuck.
Comes the bride.
She did.
Wait, question. So I'm like uncultured as fuck, I guess. Who did she marry?
He's like a real estate agent?
Yeah, I think he like sold her house, right?
I was going to say, do you think that like he sold her house and they like fucked in it?
Yep. Duh.
Well, probably.
No, they're so cute. I'm so happy for her.
Yeah, that is really cute. I love her so much. She did a good job of keeping it really low key too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Yeah.
So do we think any of these songs she's releasing are about like him?
Duh. Like the next album maybe?
Ooh.
I hope so.
I live for that.
Mm. I love her so much.
And then do you know any information on this guy? Like, is he, like, anything, like, age?
I hate how his Instagram is private. I want to see it so
request.
Fucking bad.
Does he have a lot of followers?
Well, no, he's on private. He, has, like, 3,000 followers.
Oh, so he
like, motherfuckers probably got 500,000 right? requests.
You know, Ariana's, Dalton? Like, sign this contract and keep your Instagram private.
Yeah. Sign this contract.
Keep your fucking Instagram private.
Oh, they're so cute.
How long have they been together for?
Like, a year now.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
They must be in love.
Honestly, good for them, too. And you know they're probably about to fucking take over, like, the real estate game.
Yeah, oh, the real estate game. Imagine, like, getting her.
That's a
imagine clicking with her and like having a connection and like marrying Ariana fucking Grande. I could never. I'm so in love with her.
Yeah. I had a little crush for a while, but not no more.
What happened?
How?
She got married. Fuck, I gotta move on. Shit.
She's no homewrecker.
Yeah, I gotta respect. I respect relations. Yeah.
Okay, and then circling back to the fight.
Oh, yeah, that shit was crazy. The press fight? The press conference. The press conference.
Oh, I loved it.
That was insane.
So we saw Bryce and Austin McBroom. Bryce pushed him on like live.
Yeah. Well, because he basically, I think Austin like.
Were you there?
No, I wasn't, but I was watching that motherfucker. I was watching. Austin stood up while he was talking to Bryce, like, because it was their time to talk to each other. And he stood up and started walking to him, and Bryce got up and he's like, "Don't you fucking step like
Bryce
near me
so
like that. Don't step up
him.
On me." Like, so mad, like veins coming out of his
mouth. Yeah. He gets angry. I was at Pink Taco with Hustle, and Sean was like, "I need to leave. Like, I'm not in the mood. Like, I want to watch Survivor." And we left and we got home just in time for the press conference. And oh my fucking God, I want to go to the fight so bad.
Wait, he wanted to watch Survivor?
Yeah.
It's kind of fun. It's kind of fun.
Yeah. I was like, we're watching the fucking press conference.
Yeah.
Well, anyways. Yeah, but Bryce has been getting angry.
Yeah. He didn't. Well, I'm not talking shit. I don't think he handled his emotions very well.
Wait, what do you
never
mean?
Never does.
Well, because.
By pushing him?
Well, yeah. I don't think that was very called for.
Like, save it.
Yeah.
He like, just wants everyone to know that, like, he can. Yeah. That he's, like, ballsy.
He was funny as fuck, though. I'm not going to lie. Like, what he was saying the whole time, I was like,
I love Bryce.
Funny. He does not care. No filter at all.
No.
None.
I saw a video of, like, it all happening. And it was like, oh, like, I have better angles. I don't remember who posted it. But basically, in the video, you could see, like, Austin, like, wasn't really doing anything. Like, he was, like, just, like, holding Bryce's head, but, like, standing there, like, shaking, like, not doing anything.
He, like, was kind of like grabbing him here and just,
and
like,
just,
holding
like,
him in front
so
of him.
And it just, like, looked so weird. Like, it was like, if you're going to hit him, then hit him. Like, or you just, like, trying to, like, ever push him back,
Well, I think, like, they knew because of how many cameras were on and, like, how many people were watching that it might not be the smartest idea to actually, like, full-on start hitting each other.
Yeah.
Bryce
like,
just wants to so bad.
Oh, dude, yeah. The
second it's going
to
be
in.
I want him to win so bad, but at this point, it's going to be so embarrassing if he doesn't.
Yeah.
Because every single word that comes out of his mouth is like about
cocky
him.
As fuck. Which I mean, that's
which,
how you gotta
no, it's
you
good.
Gotta be confident. Yeah, yeah, you gotta be confident.
I love it, but like if he doesn't win, like I'm gonna be. And it's on my birthday, Tana. You're taking me.
Corinna just challenged me to box on Twitter right now.
Who?
Corinna Cop.
No way.
I watched her get pulled over on Melrose the other day.
Really?
In her little Ferrari. It was so funny.
After seeing the press conference, who do y'all think is gonna win?
Okay, so I don't know. I heard from a little
not
birdie,
out of everybody, Bryce.
Not naming any names.
Yeah.
From a little birdie, I heard that Bryce looks smaller than Austin right now.
Well, there is a height
he's
difference,
taking this
too.
So
I think,
seriously.
Like, Austin's, like, at least 4 inches taller than Bryce, or, like, three. Like, he's got a height difference.
I'm here for Bryce.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I believe
Bryce.
In him.
No, I'm team Bryce, too.
Wait, what's the date of the fight?
The 12th.
My birthday.
June 12th.
June 12th.
That's happy early birthday, okay. By the way. Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, guys, leave a comment down below who you think is going to win the fight, because obviously we care about your predictions and opinions so, so much.
Yeah.
If anyone says Austin, though, like, stop listening.
Yeah,
I'm kidding.
If you're going to say Team Austin, get the fuck off.
I'm going to pick one random person. Who
but leave us 5 stars.
Yes. Yeah. I'm going to pick one random person who guesses it right, and I'm going to PayPal you $100 myself. One person. Whoever gets it right. On
okay.
Me. A little treat from daddy.
You think treat from daddy.
On me.
The fuck.
That's funny. Okay. Well, that can go ahead and close this.
The news up.
Great job, guys.
Segment of our newscasters moment.
That was fun. I liked that.
I liked that.
Wait, I'm really excited for the next one now.
Oh, wait. I'm so excited for this one.
I'm like scared.
Get in, losers. We're roasting influencers.
I hate when we chant. Oh, my God.
It's always so off.
Yeah, like halfway through, I'm like, oh, my God.
Okay, you guys. So we have a bowl. And of course, there's influencer names in it. So we're going to pick at random and then we're going to go ahead and roast them. We might even say nice things about them. You never know, because what if you pick out an influencer and someone you love? You know?
Yeah.
I can't.
I'd
be
hate
to
say something bad about one of these two.
Everyone thinks I'm like out to get people. I never am. It's only like two people. And the two people that I've spoken about, everyone's like, oh, Tara's just trying to like, I'm like, no, I'm really not. Mm-hmm. I love everybody. I do.
Okay.
Same. All right, who's going first, though?
Well, first of all, for our audio influencers, I have a bag of Cheetos with me right now. A little ASMR for you.
That is gross.
You're weird.
Good to know.
Over with.
Good to know. Okay, so who wants to go first?
Not it.
Me.
You want to go first?
Sure.
Yeah,
she just got this newfound bravery. She found out when she drinks alcohol, she can yell at people. So when she drinks alcohol, she can roast a random influencer.
So shit might get wild.
Bella Porsche. I have no like shit to talk, but she has like 60 million followers now. And for what? I'm sorry.
Wait,
but
who
for
is
what?
It?
Bella Porsche.
Yeah, no. Keep going.
For
I have my opinions on her.
No, it's just
show.
Like for what? And like I think she's cute and all, but like watching her like Hollywood fix videos is like almost painful.
Wait, the ones where she like doesn't talk?
She just doesn't. They're like, what are you working on? She's like, what? She just like flicks her head.
I will
she
say, literally those just weird me out, honestly. Yeah. Just, like,
she went to go view Hustle's house in like on like Hollywood Boulevard, mm-hmm. and she made them leave the house before she went in and stand on the sidewalk.
You don't fuck with Tara's Hustle
she
boys.
I know. Like she made them stand on the sidewalk. I'm going to show up. They were like texting me as it was happening. I was like, should I come? Like I was like pissed. I was like, what do you mean?
Oh my God.
I feel like she was made by the government. Like she's a robot.
Literally a robot.
She is made from the government. She's not real, dude. There's no fucking way.
No way.
She just came up out of nowhere and it's just so
with that video
massive.
With what 300 million views on TikTok.
I'm like, what?
She's actually a badass. So like she was in the army and shit. Like I think she's cool. She's just like not meant to be an influencer.
What do you think about her song she came out with? I don't think it's.
She came out with.
I
saw
it.
That.
I think it's bad. I think it was pretty good.
And the budget behind it, I was like, damn, she got big budget. And she's like,
mad budget.
She got Mia Khalifa.
All right, I hated it, but
I loved.
You didn't like it?
I liked the concept and I loved like the whole thing, but the song itself, I fucking hated. Yeah. The music video was very creative though.
Right. The music video was so badass.
It looked like some Dave Myers. Production.
So badass. Yeah. Like Build a Bitch. Love it.
It was like an actual movie. I was like,
but like the song itself, I'm like, you're just.
I didn't hate it just because I've heard a lot of other influencers' first songs and some of them shits are garbage. So she didn't do awful.
What was
I'm
your first
shut
song,
my mouth.
Zach?
My first song was Nothing But Love. That's what it's called. It's a good song, actually.
You have a song?
I have a lot of songs, actually. Yeah.
What?
I used to be like a little musician, whatever. No
Wait, what?
We'll have a like listening party after this.
Okay, you guys. I have the bowl now. And like for my audio listeners.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I was like, what are we doing?
More ASMR.
Who do you think it's gonna be? There's actually one name in here I really don't want to talk about, so I hope I don't get it.
Why are you looking?
Uh oh, that smile is a little.
Ellen DeGeneres, thank God, because I saw.
Hey! I'm like, she's not gonna see this.
Okay, so I've seen a lot of videos come out about Ellen DeGeneres and like how she's just been like very harsh to like anyone that's like on her set and you can't look her in the eyes. We talked about this two episodes ago, I think.
Yeah, that's the only reason I know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think she fucking sucks. And also, if you have a podcast and... Or not a podcast. Sorry, we have a podcast.
Get in, loser.
If you have a talk show and you're just not going to show up and it's literally like your name is like slapped on it and you're just going to like have someone else like hosting it and like you're not even going to show face on it for months, that's kind of not...
Kind of
cool.
Nah, it's kind of a little scammy.
Yeah, I didn't really hear anything about that until you said it. I was like, oh.
Yeah, I feel like that's kind of bad.
Yeah, I don't follow anything, but that's crazy.
I didn't even know she still had a show, honestly.
But she's rich, so good for you, Ellen.
Go,
but,
Ellen.
Yeah.
That's really just all like, talk to your people.
Right.
You know?
And then didn't she put out a statement saying she wasn't sorry?
What? Well, I mean, she's like set for her life, so who cares? But like...
How much money do you think she's got?
Hey Siri.
A lot.
What's Ellen DeGeneres' net worth?
Gotta be a billion, no?
Ellen DeGeneres' net worth was
$330 million in 2016. God damn.
That's crazy.
Poor Ellen. Your turn.
Yay. So excited.
Okay. I love watching you talk shit about people. You get so
I'm scared. You're like, Oh shit. Oh. Tana! Sorry, that was probably... I shouldn't have said that.
I wish
It's not you.
Oh.
Jana. Oh,
no. That's what I saw that I didn't want to get.
Thank God you knew. He doesn't want the in-house actual drama.
I don't know what about all that. Yeah.
I don't want that eviction notice on my door.
Yeah, y'all live together. It's a whole different ball game. Jake Paul.
Oh, I was like, I didn't get it.
Y'all live together, so it's a whole different ball game. I have nothing bad to say about Jake Paul. I don't think I've ever actually met like once in person, actually.
I've never met him.
I didn't get a bad impression. He was cool. It's cool people. Next, moving on.
Well, one thing I've always had to say about Jake is like he's a different person online than he is like in person.
Yeah.
But, like in person, I've always thought he's like great. He's always so nice, so caring. Like,
very calm.
Hop on the jet. I'm like, duh. Like,
that's all I understand.
Like, he's made some mistakes on the internet, like just like publicly. Mm-hmm. But he just doesn't care. It's kind of funny.
Which is fine, yeah.
I feel like a lot of people have different like personalities online. Like it's like
definitely.
Your online persona is so much different than you really
I would
are.
Love to talk about this for a fucking second. So I deleted my TikTok and my Instagram yesterday because I went through like a mental breakdown. I never have mental breakdowns ever. Like it happens like twice a year. Mm-hmm. And one happened yesterday. I was like, I need to delete everything. But like I think it's because like everyone expects me to be like this crazy bitch.
Yeah.
Like this nuts, like party girl, like insane bitch, like all the time. So like new people, mm-hmm. they're like, oh, like what are you going to do today? I'm like, I don't know. So then I start drinking and then I'm crazy and then I deleted my social media. That's all I wanted to say.
Well, that's also a shitty feeling too. It's like feeling you have to be a certain way.
Yeah.
To please people out there when you really are just being yourself.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And that's just when I'm like going to like just hang out with people. Mm-hmm. Like not like this, but when I'm going to like somebody's house, there's like, oh, like, I'm like, okay, yeah. I'll take a shot. Like,
I guess.
Yeah, yeah, it got really bad. Yeah.
And that's what also sucks about like blowing up on a certain thing too, is that then people expect just that out of you and they like say you like just dip into your other interests. Then people are angry and they're like, what the fuck? Or like, yeah, it just doesn't do as well. Then you get in your own head about numbers and like, weird.
Well, yeah, like
that.
When a TikToker like, tries to make music or some shit, it's like, yeah, like I guess like they got big on TikTok, but that doesn't mean they are like a TikToker. Like they have the like the freedom to do whatever
they
the
can
fuck
do whatever
they
want. Like, that's what I love about.
As long as your music's not dog shit. If it's dog shit, please don't make music. Do that for everybody in the culture.
Yeah. But it's just like when you do social media, like that can open doors to like whatever the fuck you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do music, you can do fashion, you can do whatever the hell you want.
I don't look at it as if like you're becoming like a TikToker. I look at it as if like you're just building a following for yourself.
Yeah.
And then at that point,
and everyone's
the following,
like, oh no, you're a TikToker. Stay a TikToker.
Yeah,
like,
it's like,
no. No. You can do whatever the hell you want.
So, like, what happens when TikTok, like the app ends? Like, do they have to just quit?
Yeah, because nobody knows. It's so new.
Yeah.
So that's why, like, you know, that's why, like, you know,
you know,
duh. We're like,
just don't even listen.
We just know exactly what you mean. We're like, yep.
Like, now I got that. Yeah. Wait, what was that?
Skinny.
Olivia Pond.
Come on, Olivia, today.
Oh, shit.
I love her
to
death.
Bless her heart.
She's crazy.
I love Olivia. I love Olivia. She's so sweet. She's so nice. Like, everything. Like,
she means the well.
And I also do love, like, the, like, she promotes a lot of, like, body positivity and, like, just being, like, very, like, content with yourself. And, like, obviously, like, she's perfect. Like, or no one's perfect. Sorry. But I think she's perfect. Like, she's beautiful. And so she, like, is the perfect example of someone that is so beautiful that, like, even, like, sees that, like looks at themselves and is like, oh, like, I'm not good looking or, like, has, like, insecurities and stuff like that. So I feel like it normalizes people to have insecurities. And I feel like it's, like, a
that
good
makes
thing
me really mad because damn, she always posts, like, so much, like, body positivity. And everyone's like, oh, you shouldn't be speaking like you're so skinny. Like, no. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Like, what
doesn't
if
matter
don't,
at all.
What
she's
if you
amazing.
Don't want to be that skinny? Also, what if you just don't like your diet? Like, what what if she just naturally has
everybody
like,
has their own shit. Like, everyone's just like, oh, shut the fuck up. Like, don't tell Olivia Ponton to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, don't do that. That's
also
bad.
No.
People don't fix their diets just for the sake of, like, their, like, figure. Like, I feel like a lot of people fix their diets too, just
no,
for like their mental health.
Feel better.
Like, you put like better food in your body, you feel better.
You have like more energy, better, you feel
energy,
better. Yeah.
Yes.
So I feel like she gets a lot of hate for like the wrong reasons.
I also hate when people like, I think I've seen a couple people say this, that like she's trying to like show off. And it's like never the case. Like nobody's ever trying to show off when they post their body. It's literally like you said, she's trying to promote.
Also,
like,
just
body
let
positivity.
The bitch be proud.
Let her like, do it. Yeah, if she works hard, let her fucking show
she's
off.
She's good. She works
like,
out.
Yeah,
let fucking
her
do
off.
It.
Over the past
she
summer, like I didn't drink at all. Yeah. I was like literally like the healthiest I've ever been. I was so fucking skinny. I was like posting it everywhere.
And you feel
like,
so good.
You feel so good
like,
about
so
it. Like she should feel good about her fucking body. I love her.
Yeah.
She's insane.
She's dope.
We love Olivia.
Shout out Olivia.
Cheers to her. And what's her girlfriend's name? Kyla?
I ran out of my
Kai.
Name.
Kayla?
Kyla. Oh, Kai.
Kai.
Wait, I love
they're
Kai.
Dating?
Cheers to Liv and Kai.
Like, actually?
Actually.
Where
actually.
The fuck have I been,
I love
dude?
Them both.
Oh, I don't got none love, so y'all.
Coffee.
Unproblematic queen. For our audio listeners, Tana's fully just laying over our table right now. So
eating Cheetos.
What the fuck about it? I'll box you too.
Oh, shit.
I'm like pressing everyone.
What
I
if
know.
She was 14?
I wouldn't. I think consent and age is very important.
Yes.
You're taking me on June 12th?
Very important.
Yes.
Say it right now.
She wants me to say it on the podcast.
No,
and I'm bringing
it.
Out a fucking Bryce Hall.
You don't
like,
understand.
Like, yes. Like, I'm put you on the jet and we're going to go fucking like yell in Miami.
Thank God.
Get in, loser. We're talking about our
party
stories. Hell, motherfucking yeah.
Tara, you seem to struggle with that
this
one.
One's gonna be bad. Yeah. This one's gonna be bad.
It's just like LA parties. Like I haven't had many experiences. Right. I remember I moved here in October, and me and Jordy went to Saddle Ranch for Halloween, and we were like getting ready to like get into our costumes and shit. We went to Saddle first, but we didn't really have any friends here, so we were sitting at the table manifesting plans. Like we were like, I swear to God, we were like we're manifesting. Because we had no friends and I was trying so hard. I even texted you that night, but we weren't friends. Like we had never met. And you were just like, yeah, like I'm going to this place, but like it's really low key. Like
I don't even know what I did.
Yeah. We never went anywhere. And now every party that I go to, I bust out in tears the second I walk in. It's so dramatic.
Why?
It's so, no idea. I can be at a party with like 20 people, but once it's like a mass amount of people and like nobody knows each other, I get so stressed out.
See,
and I have to leave.
It's like the other way around for me. Like sometimes I don't like being in those small, unless like I know everybody there, but if I'm like somewhere where I can only know like 3 or 4 people, but then there's only like 20 of us in total, I don't like that shit.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I like small things where I know people. Yeah. If it's if I don't know anyone, I get really like crybaby.
Yeah.
Like I was at a party with Amari, like when I first met him, it was like my second time meeting you. And we were together in the kitchen and then I just like walked away, found a room with a dog and bawled my eyes out in the corner for no fucking reason. Like I'm crazy sometimes. Like I go to parties and I just cry. Second
sure
I walk through
exactly
the door.
Too. I'm pretty sure I know exactly where it's at.
Wait, but, why was I not invited to this party? What the fuck, guys?
I don't know, bro.
Come.
I don't party. Yeah, I know. Sorry.
But it wasn't that far from your house, honestly. But you still wouldn't have come.
Okay, yeah. Next time, let me know. I'm
I
there.
Like close-knit.
I'm,
there. I'm not like a big party girl anymore.
So I obviously have a lot of party stories.
Hell yeah, you do.
Please tell them.
Far too many of them are even PG enough to tell publicly on a podcast. But I have one. I have one that honestly is really, really, really fucking funny. And well, I don't know if it's like that funny, but it is just kind of embarrassing slash funny. So
I need to know.
Why not share it with you guys? Oh, good job, Zach.
Excuse me, sorry.
Hell yeah, Zach.
That was a burp.
Hell yeah. Okay, so I think 2 years ago, pre-COVID, obviously. So we went to the VMAs in New York, and then there was like a 2-day interval in between the VMAs and Fashion Week.
Right.
So it was like Tanner and I got off this plane. And instantly, there's like a Chainsmokers party. So we're like, let's fucking go. Like, we get off the plane, we get home, we get ready, we go to the Chainsmokers party. And we knew people inside, but we didn't really know exactly how we would get inside. We're just like, we'll just get inside.
It's we'll fine. Figure it out.
Yeah, like, we'll get there. Like, just it shouldn't be a problem. Like, and our friend Brooke is in the audience today, but she's not here right this second. She's outside eating sushi. But
they ordered sushi to the podcast.
Some of it's for me. But Brooke is inside, and at the time, she may or may not have been with one of the Chainsmokers, so we thought it would be really fucking easy to get in.
Yep.
And so we're like, okay, yeah, it'll be perfectly fine. So we show up, and we are like, our friends are like walking out, like other friends that we have, they're leaving, and we're just like talking to them for a second, like, oh yeah, we're leaving, like, we're gonna go do this. We're like, okay, bye, we're gonna go inside now. There's this big ass gate, and it's just Tana and I, and there's like hella security, and then like also, like, you've got like Bozzy coming up the street and like a Rolls Royce opening the gate for him, letting him drive through, shutting it instantly, like all this stuff. So it's like, it's not very easy to get in. We walk up and we're like, Tana and Amari. And like, okay. Like, Tana and Amari, like, come on, let us in. Like, please. And pretty much, it's just not working. Like, they don't give a shit.
They're not budging.
And we're like, okay, well, we have a lot of friends inside. We're like, Brooke, can you help us? Like, can you work your Chainsmoker magic? And she's like, yeah, hold on. And so then in this time period, a lot happens. Like before we like Brooke finally helps us. So they open up the gates because like there's like another car coming in or whatever. Don't know who it was. But Tana and I decided to like sprint inside through the gate. We're like, let's fuck it. Let's just rush it and then go inside. And it's not like one of those things where it's like you should just like sprint inside where it's like a big ass group. Like maybe there was like 5 of us total sprinting inside.
Oh my God.
But there's
holy
also like
shit.
9 security guards because it's the Chainsmokers.
Right.
So we go, like, rushing through the gate, and then they grab Tana off her feet, like, literally, like,
what?
Like, they lift her off her feet, and they're like, uh-uh. And they just, like, grab, they, like, come grab me by the arm, and I was like, okay, like, I'm gonna lose this one. So I
they
just,
grabbed
like,
you and Tana and said, don't go in?
Like, yes.
That's
but we were also
stupid.
Trying to, like, rush inside.
That, yeah, but
that could
still.
Be why. That might be why.
Yeah, so, I'm like, yeah, exactly. So then we're like, oh, my God. But they, like, literally lift Tana off the ground and hear her, like, screech. She's like, ah! And then, like, I'm just like, okay, fuck it. Like, you don't have to, like, grab me. Like, I'll just walk. I understand I did wrong. So then we're standing outside, still, like, trying to get in contact with Brooke for a long time. She's like, hold on, hold on. So then finally, Tana and I are like, fuck it. Like, let's just find another way to get in. Like, pretty similar to, like, when you went to the Wish House. They were trying to,
yeah, I was just say that.
So it's, like, this neighborhood's, like, very big. And it's, like, the houses are very far apart. So we, like, walk down the street. And we, like, walk up further up the hill to another house. So basically, there was, like, this, like, think like cornfield, but it wasn't corn.
Like, like, no way!
It was just like a bunch of like plants, but they were like skinny. So like we're like, okay,
if
like
skinny.
We can look through them. walk through them and then just go down the hill. And then we'd be in the backyard. If we walked far enough, we'd be in the backyard of the Chainsmokers party. And we're like, let's just fucking do it. So we're like flashlights on, like looking through this little hedge, like trying to figure out how exactly to go about this. And we're standing there and we're like looking through. And then all of a sudden this like really old guy that like lives at the house that we were at, because we're at a different house, like just a little bit further up the hill. And he looks very scary. Like, he does not look like the kind of person that's just going to be like, oh, just, like, get off my property. It's okay.
I'm having
like,
chills whatever. Even like, listening.
He looks at us and is like, we're like, oh, my God, we're going to die.
We're going to die.
Yeah. And so he's like, what are you doing? And we're like, oh, like, sorry. Our friends are having a party, like, right there. Like, they just told us, like, if we go through the fully lying. They told us if we go through this little, like, hedge right here and we go down the hill and walk in, we'll be in the backyard and then we're there. He's like, no, like pretty much the song is no, there's no party. And we're like, well, we know there's a party. And he's like, that's not the way to get there. Like, no one else, obviously, no one else has been taking this way. Also, mind you, there's like a weird like pickup truck sitting like in the corner too, because it was like a big house that he had. But
what
it, like,
kind of field were you in?
It was in like a giant field thing. Like, I don't even know. Like,
you were in a field with a pickup truck.
Like,
that's literally yards, children in the 20 corn.
20 yards of distance.
Sus ass shit.
Yeah. And it was just like a bunch of like skinny tall plants, so we could see our way through, but we couldn't like figure out exactly how to get through it and then down the hill and then be in the backyard of the party.
Oh my
so then
God.
The guy's just like talking to us and he's like, who told you that? And we're like just lying, we're like, Nick. Like, we don't even know who to say. Like, we're just like throwing out names.
Nick.
He's like, that's a lie, blah blah blah. Get the fuck off my property. And we're like so scared. We're like, okay, like we'll just go. Like, don't worry. Like,
right.
We'll just call our friend and like we'll just have them re-explain it to us. Like, we'll figure it out.
Is it like nighttime? Like
fully nighttime. It's like 11 p.m. Scary. We showed up late. Our flight landed at like 8. We got home, got ready instantly.
Right.
So then finally, we're like, okay, we're fucked. And then Brooke's texting us and it's like, oh, I'm at the front. Like, I'll come let you guys in. We're like, okay, thank God. So we like walk down the hill. She's like, where are you guys? We're like, oh, like we just like had like a little detour. And she's like, you said you were at the gate. And we're like, we're coming right now. So we go up to the gate. And then Brooke's like, let them in. And the security's like, well, we would love to let them in. But they just tried rushing the gate. So why the fuck would I want to let them in?
Mm. Oh, that's so awkward.
We might have done that. We have to admit, we did in fact do that.
You shot yourself in the foot with that one.
Yeah. Mm-mm. But we ended up getting in. Like, she reasoned with them. We got in. And we had a lot of fun. But...
blackout.
It was absolutely, but it was just really embarrassing. It was so embarrassing.
Imagine running through a cornfield.
Yeah, and then getting caught too. We literally thought we were gonna die. We're like, we're in this field. Like, he's either gonna kill us or we're gonna run away.
I used to do that in like Rhode Island parties, but
my little ass would have just started running.
Yeah, and imagine like my little ass defending me and Tana against this like big scary guy.
I feel like you're good at talking though. Like, you're good at like talking.
Yeah,
like
stuff. Sir, please. If there's anything I can do for you.
Anything.
Anything.
Like, you name it. I'm
don't
there.
Worry.
Oh,
that's
fucking
good.
No.
Zach, I know you've got some crazy shit under your belt.
Dude. So
you've been in the game for a hot second.
You goddamn right. So here's my issue. Let me tell you something.
I love when you do that voice.
What, this one?
Yeah.
Goddamn. So my situation is majority of the times when I go to a party... and I'm not like promoting alcoholism, because we got a lot of comments about that on one of our podcasts saying that like we promote this. Like, no, it's not that we promote it. It's just us. It's
no,
what
people
we
are
do.
Just dramatic.
Yeah,
like everyone,
you're being a little much.
Everyone drinks. That's really
anyways,
not that crazy.
I don't remember a lot of my times because I'm usually blacked out. But there was one time where I actually got roofied at a party, and it wasn't even like a super big party, which sucks like the most about it. It was like a kickback with like homies. Like, there was only like 25 people, which that's not like a lot. Like, you know, like a lot would be like 60 to 100. Like,
oh, no, yeah.
Like
I
party.
Like 20s.
Yeah, that's like a kickback type vibe.
Yeah.
Like 15 to 20.
Yeah.
So our mission always before we went to a party, I don't really do it like much anymore, but the goal was to always be like fucking hammered before we even left to go to the party. Like,
Blackout at the pregame.
Yeah, exactly. At my house. So we got pretty fucking drunk, dude. I probably took at least like 8 shots within the span of like 45 minutes, and then we left. We show up to this place. We're kicking it. It's cool. Like, it's a good ass vibe. Like, music's playing. Everybody I know is there. There's probably like 6 to 8 people out of the like 20, 25 people there that I don't know. And there's these guys. They ended up telling me this the next day. But supposedly there's these two girls and they have this big ass blue Svedka bottle. And they put like first off, who the fuck drinks Svedka?
Put roofies in a bottle?
They put like 3 Xanax bars in the bottle, put the lid on and like shook it up. And then they were just going around and like giving shots to people.
That's so fucked up.
And
dude.
Me and my friend were the only two people at the party that said yes to like doing it.
Wait, that makes me so scared.
No, it's terrible. So me and that girl, her name's Celia. She was with us the whole night. Like, it's one of our homies.
Oh, I know her.
Yeah, you met her. You met her.
That's
the girl Celia is like who? Vanessa Hudgens.
Wait, Celia who?
Tay's girlfriend.
I don't know if they're still together anymore.
Oh, Celia who?
Just Celia. She's not like an influencer or anything. She's just a close mutual friend.
I love her.
Yeah, no, she's so sweet. We're having a drinking competition that night to who could outdrink each other.
Oh.
So she's the one that comes up to me with the Svedka bottle that the girls put the thing in. She's like, here, since you can drink more. That's how she talks. Since you can drink more than me, like, chug this, chug this. So I fucking chug like this much out of the Svedka bottle. And she does the same thing right after
Xanax
me.
In it.
Mm-hmm. So I'm already like beyond fucked up at this point. Like I drank so much. Like I was fucked.
Oh.
And that's the last thing I remember. Last thing I remember was drinking the bottle, walking around for like 30 seconds, like shit, like starting to get like, I'm literally like fading out, blacking out.
Yeah.
And that's the last thing I remember. And then I remember waking up in a hospital bed and I pissed myself. the bed was wet and I was wet. I literally had pissed myself. I don't know why I said that. I probably didn't have to say that. I probably could have gone past the story without saying that part. But yeah, so I woke up in the hospital. They told me that my alcohol levels were like 3 times above like the legal amount you're supposed to consume. Because there is like a certain amount that you're supposed to consume to the point where it's like, you know, too much. Mm-hmm. I was 3 times over it. And my heart rate, what's a normal heart rate? You guys know?
No.
It's like what, 90? Some shit like that? What? 90? It's like 85. My heart rate in the hospital dropped to like 47 or some like fucked up shit like that.
Oh my
like,
God.
It was so bad. And dude, after that day, I'm just traumatized to drink after other people. Or if they like, someone offers me a drink, I'm just like, nah.
I never even really think about that.
You like, yeah, because like, especially in an environment where like it seems like everyone's cool with each other, it's like a kickback. It's like
I always just drink out of other people's bottles and don't really think about it.
Yeah, me either. I'm always like, you got
bitches that put 3 Xanax bars in the fucking bottle.
I don't know, but when I
find Svedka,
when I find them, I'm sending you to get them, and you whooping their ass, Tara.
Wait, can I tell a little story to make you feel better?
Yes, please.
I used to be like addicted to Xanax when I was like 16, 17, and the first time I ever like took it was. I was in my car, like my own car, driving to my friend's house. And she had left a bar like in my like middle console, like right on top. And I got pulled over going to her house.
Bop.
And I was just like, I had a bong strapped into my back seat. And like it's in Rhode Island, like that's kind of bad. Like my age, like I would have been like in handcuffs, like for whatever reason.
Yeah.
So I took it so they wouldn't find it because I knew they were going to search me because of my
smart.
Bong.
That's smart. Honestly.
I take it. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, smart, but not smart at the same time.
Wait, then no. What happened?
Who fucking knows?
She's like, I don't remember.
The next day, my dad's like, oh, what was wrong with you last night? I was like, what do you mean? He was like, you told me that you were drinking in a 7-Eleven gas station parking lot, and then you came home. Like, that's what I told him when I came home that night, but I don't remember that, obviously.
So you don't remember?
You came home in your car?
Huh?
You came home, like, in your car?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I was weird. Yeah, I was
and
bad.
And you dealt with the police?
Yes, I used to be really bad when I was younger. I'm like not like that anymore, but like I used to be really bad.
So, do you remember like what happened after you took this Xanax and chair?
No,
kinda, like,
never, never. I got so addicted
That's
after that.
Wild.
Yeah, I was so addicted to Xanax. And the other night, I was like complaining to people about my anxiety, and they're like, "Just take Xanax." I was like, "I can't."
No.
Yeah, thank you. I was like addicted when I was 16. Like, there's no fucking way.
Also, just random people telling you that, as if you're like a doctor.
Everyone thinks I'm a drug addict. Everyone thinks I do drugs. I don't ever. Like, ever. Like, I can't. Yeah. I'm even that mom at parties. Like, random people are like, oh, let's go do this. I'm like, no. There could be. Like,
it's bad. No.
Yeah. No,
that's
there's no way.
I feel like most people, especially in LA, I feel like a lot of people need that. Cause
yeah. I'm, like, grateful that, like, I did so many drugs when I was younger. Because, like, yeah. Because, like, now I'm just like, no fucking
yeah,
no chance.
If it was, like, you were doing it now, like, when you freshly just moved out to LA, it could be, like, so much worse. Like, you'll get so much more, like, hooked.
Yes, exactly. So many more people I'm very happy that it happened earlier because there's no fucking chance I would do that now.
Yeah. Well,
it scares the shit
out
of me.
What we learned today, guys, is, well, first off, fuck Xans.
Don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs. Stay in school.
Don't do drugs.
And don't drink after other people.
We're not even joking.
Never.
Like, we're not
it's
even
actually,
joking.
Like, it was a really scary moment for me, genuinely. Like, when I woke up, I was, like, so, like, I was tripped the fuck out. Because, like, imagine being at a party. The last thing you remember is taking a drink and then just waking up.
No, yeah. Drugs are the worst thing. Like, there's so many times I've just, like, done drugs and then just, like, not even remembered a single thing. My parents tell me, like, when I come home, like, what I was saying. Like, that's embarrassing. Like, don't do it, y'all. Yeah.
That wasn't me. That was a whole different human. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm like, what? Yeah. My dad tells me I was, like, drinking in the 7-Eleven parking lot. I'm like, I told you that? I'm like, I wasn't. I, like, fully told him I was, like, drunk driving even though I wasn't. I was like, Xanax driving?
I just still can't believe I pissed myself, man. Like, that was fucked up. Yeah. Just imagine waking up.
Oh, we're so vulnerable.
Yeah, I was, dude, I was down bad. But they had drugged me up. So the rest of the day, we were just like laying in my bed. Like, literally all my homies, like, were like feeling so bad because of what happened. So, like, we're all like seven of us in my one little bedroom smoking, watching movies all day. And that was fun because I was just like high.
Yeah, good. Well, yeah. Good.
All right, guys. Well, I think that concludes this week's episode of Get In Losers.
We get so dramatic.
We're gonna go ahead. Oh, Get In Loser. What am I saying?
Do Losers.
I even know a podcast name anymore? Last week it was Jerry Springer. This week it's fucking Get In Loser.
Come on, Amari, get it right.
Well, as we just said, we're preaching dare. Don't do drugs. Stay in
Don't
school.
Do drugs.
Get educated. Just be safe, because we'd hate to see anything bad happen to you guys. And
drink
like
responsibly.
We earlier in the episode, we're very interested in doing an advice column type of thing. Get In Loser. We're giving advice. So go ahead and give this video 5 stars.
Should we do Twitter or everywhere?
Like, everywhere.
Because some people don't have Twitter, so like, yeah, you can either go comment on the
Instagram. I just started a Twitter, so yeah, everyone.
Welcome to the gang.
Thank you.
We gotta get you the blue check. You're verified, right?
I have 2,000 followers on Twitter.
Believe it or not, though, you could probably still get verified nowadays.
Yeah.
I'm not even verified on TikTok, bro.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, it's getting weird.
It'll happen, don't worry. But you guys, go ahead and submit
questions or
scenarios.
Advice.
Yeah.
If you want advice, or if you just like want us to talk about a specific thing, anything, literally.
Mm-hmm. We can do like the last like 15 minutes, like just questions and advice and stuff like that. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Because I want to like hear you guys like talk.
Yeah. So
I don't know who's watching this shit. Like I want to, you know.
Yeah. I want to feel like I know you guys, like know the viewers. So you guys can comment on the podcast, the video version on YouTube, which is Get In Loser Pod, right?
Yep.
And same on Twitter and TikTok and Instagram. Damn, we're everywhere. Okay,
Instagram.
Fuck. We need a Snapchat.
Facebook.
We need a Snapchat.
Facebook.
We love you guys
so much.
Don't forget that you can always listen to audio 2 days before video on all podcast streaming platforms. We love you guys so much.
I love you.
I appreciate you.
Favorite hosts with the most.
Eating
from
toast.
From coast to coast.
Eating toast.
Always eating toast.
Always eating toast.
That's my favorite.
Signing
line.
Off.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Mwah.
Yeah, they tryna hit me, I'm running the race. I gotta pick up the pace. They throwing shade, but I'm gone.
Get in, losers.
We're talking shit.